I have absolute positive proof that there has been abuse of the USA Patriot Act over in Wisconsin. James Sensenbrenner has the recordings. His House committee, the Judiciary Committee, was told about the matter, and neither he nor Mr. Ashcroft is directing any attention to this matter whatsoever. The Wall Street Journal contacted me about 3 weeks ago, and they were going to be writing an article about Sensenbrenner's bill that's being sponsored in Congress to alleviate the liens that have been filed by the Smegrits against these county officials in Osaki County. But we have not seen that article come out yet. The Wall Street Journal, when they spoke to me, did not even know about the claims of Mr. Magritz and how he was saying that he had used these liens against these public officials because the public officials had committed a crime and they were not having it addressed. Can we sit here and let this Attorney General Ashcroft and this Sensenbrenner get out publicly and talk about abuse of the USA Patriot Act and having it widened without bringing up the matter of the Magritz case? No, we can't. It goes right back to what Dennis Prager said. The justice system is our enemy. The legal system is our enemy right now. And we've got to go ahead and get these matters addressed. And we're going to push forward on that. Now, let's move forward to the Chicago story. A woman by the name of June Speaker had her son inside of a school, a Christian boarding school in Virginia. She drove down there, picked him up, and brought him back and put him in a Catholic high school. The judge, Alan Masters, had ordered her to send Matthew back to Wellspring Academy in Virginia. She refused to do so, so Masters put her in jail, hired a private agency to bring Matthew back down there, and then sent the mother a bill for $5,000. Quote, "She is the person who picked Wellspring. We didn't pick it," the judge says. A month ago, more students and parents had reported there was discipline taking place at Wellspring that was not appropriate, and this Wellspring school was abruptly closed. So the mother again ran back down there and got this Matthew out of that school. Now, Matthew never had a chance to describe to the court, quote, the box that he spent almost 20 days in at Wellspring. It was a 3-by-5-foot room, and he'd have to sit in there all day. Several attorneys are involved inside of this matter, and I did an interview with an attorney by the name of Mr. Patrick Murphy, who is the head director of the Cook County Public Guardian System back there, and I have some comments about what he thinks is going on inside of this case. But what is shocking about this matter is that once this thing hits the stories just a little bit in the papers for a day or so, it fades away, and you will not find out how these judges and how these attorneys got away with what they did right now. It will just be buried, but not at attorneybusters.com, because we're going to stay on the story, just like we did with the Magritz case, just like we did with my case here in Monterey, and other cases that we're going to be bringing out and showing of a thread of continuity of corruption by our legal system.
Did the court end up by granting you...
It's a long story. Well, you know, five lawyers showed up there today.
Excuse me for laughing. All right.
I mean, the judge appoints a lawyer for the kid. He got another lawyer who is responsible for taking the money from the father to give to the mother, another lawyer to determine whether the father is competent, because there was some question raised about that, although that's really not a lawyer's job. It's a judge's job. And the lawyer's representing both parents. I mean, this is a financial bonanza for lawyers. And the kid's about to turn 18, in which case the whole case is moot. So why they need five lawyers? I mean, it's a disgrace. Now, he wouldn't let us in now, although, and I won't go into it, but, I mean, he was jerking us around. I think that ultimately, if you want to, we can get in. The reason we wanted to get in was she had filed a motion to amend the child's court-appointed lawyer.
That's Klepa, right?
Yeah. She had filed a motion to emancipate the minor and basically made a lot of allegations about her own client, which were basically said he was a criminal and a thug and a bad guy. And it really set up a conflict, so that if she was going to make these allegations against him, how could he defend himself?
Wait a second. That's the exact same thing that this Larry Lichtenegger did out here in California. He makes a motion to withdraw as my attorney of record. He makes up all this nonsense, and then claims to the court, well, gee, there's a conflict between myself and my client. Therefore, I can't continue this case any longer, as he runs out the door with $50,000 of my money.